All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another episode of Let's Keep It a Buck. This is episode 2. It's been a very eventful week. It's been a dark week in the United States for a lot of reasons, but mainly one, and we'll definitely dive into that a little today. I don't want to make this into a political podcast, so we'll try to keep it as short as possible. Not that we're trying to ignore the subject, but again, that's not our brand, but we want to speak on it since we do have a platform. And, you know, this panel is a pretty divided panel in terms of races. We have a Filipino, 2 African Americans, and 2 white people. So it's pretty even. But before we get started, go ahead and follow us on Spotify. You know what I'm saying? Drop a 5-star on iTunes. Subscribe to the podcast channel. But before we get into the topics this week, it's not all political, don't worry. But before we get into the topics this week, let's go ahead and introduce the co-hosts. Let's start with Dom. Say what's up to the people, man.
What up? It's your boy Dom Church, a.k.a. your mom's favorite midnight snack. You already know the intro, baby.
Oh, my goodness. Jesus.
Here we go again. All right, Wordu. Say what's up to the people, man.
What is fucking hat?
Ew,
it's your
yo.
Boy, Alex. Why does your hand sound so wet? Like, what? Why do they sound so wet?
I know, go ahead,
it's your
bro.
Boy. You're bad for
it's your boy Alex Wordu. You know what I'm saying? Add me on SoundCloud. Alex Wordu. Fuck you. Add me on Instagram at Wordu the Dude. Add me on Twitter at Wordu the Dude. And yeah.
Daniel, bro?
Oh, all CEO right, Chief Skeet.
CEO Chief
Skeet. Follow me on Snapchat, CEO Chief Skeet. I'm going to get Chimichanga, my bad.
What are you snacking on, bro?
A chimichanga.
Walmart. Chimichanga.
That's Walmart. Unprofessional.
All right, Tim, say what's up to the people.
What's going on, guys? I hope my voice isn't too deep this time.
But it's not. It's
it
not
is what it guy. Is, guys. All right, what's going on, guys?
All right, and Justin, say what's up to the people.
What's happening, man? It's your boy. What's
oh, Lord. I need to work on my intro, bro.
It's all right, man. It's a work in progress. Shout out to McDonald's for the Coke. You know what I'm saying?
Lord. Is it?
But how have y'all been this week, man? How's everyone doing this week?
I've been good.
Dude, why are you talking about that?
Oh, it's nothing a lot happening. Going on, obviously. But, you know, just been good. Taking it one day at a time.
Yeah. Sure, all you can do at this point. Yeah. But before we get into the main discussions this week, obviously we can't ignore the elephant in the room. And again, like,
Dom?
We don't.
Sorry.
And again, we don't. what happened?
All right, nothing.
What happened?
Nothing. Okay, next topic, Biso. Next topic.
We didn't have a topic.
We don't have a big platform just yet, but we do have a platform nonetheless. So let's go ahead and talk about the riots this week over the murder of George Floyd. Again, I don't want to make this a political podcast. I'm going to just say that outright. We're here to entertain you guys so you guys can escape from, you know, the darkness out there in the world. But I want to give y'all the floor a little bit on just say as short as possible what you guys want to say about the whole situation. Anyone can start.
I'll let Dom go first.
I want to go last. Nah, I'm going last.
You want to go last?
You want me to start?
Go ahead, man.
All right. So that whole thing, 100% on the officer, you know. Oh, and the ones watching him too. They should all be charged. I know the officer's charged. I don't know what his name is, but I mean, like, people have been saying like all the cops are racist and stuff. That's what I don't like agree with them. Like, a lot of them aren't, but when shit like this happens, it just makes all the cops look bad and makes all this stuff happen, like the riots and stuff. Like, there's no really need for that. Like, peaceful protests, yeah, but you don't need to be looting shit and like lighting shit on fire. That's not going to solve anything. It's just to make it worse. Okay, that's all I got for now until someone else talks.
All right. Anyone else? Anyone else?
I'll let. Where do you live?
Where do you can go? You can go, bro. Go ahead. Go ahead.
All right. So it's obviously it's not really a good thing what's going on. I just feel like the police officers that are just gonna say like, oh, it doesn't involve me, and like not all cops are bad. It's like, I get that, but you are in that same organization, so you should be using your voice to like actually bring awareness to it. Cause like, no, they're not gonna listen to the citizens. They're gonna listen to the people that are actually in the organization. So they have to speak on issues like that and actually make a change. Like if they're not gonna speak on it and just act like, oh, you know, it's not really involved, like it's not affecting us directly, so why should we have to speak on it? It's like, no, you're a cop too, and you're a part of that. So you should use your voice and, you know, speak on that. But, you know, rest in peace to George Floyd. And yeah.
Can I say something real quick?
Go ahead.
Yeah.
Man. All right. Yeah. So like in the program, I'm in the police program. Like we learn like all cops, like we're a group. And I've been seeing like, I know y'all hate TikTok, but like every time I go on TikTok, there's like, every other video is a cop speaking on it, and not one of them has said anything like that they agree with the cop. They're all saying how like that's not how they should be, and that's like not who should be representing them.
Right.
Like,
yeah.
I think they all should be like, every cop should say something about it, whether it's like on Facebook or something, just because I know like 95% of cops aren't like that, but they're all a group. And
yeah.
And I guess I'll probably go next, but I don't want to speak on what should happen next because I honestly don't know. Like, I'm fucking 19, 20. I'm just not, like, a very political person. I try to stay out [S2] Same. [S1] Of it. Obviously, everything matters, but, again, it's just, I just try to stay in my lane as much as possible. And obviously, I'm not going to speak like I'm a black person. I don't know the black struggle. But all I'm going to say is I think as a society, we should just stop using, like, the minorities of a situation to represent the whole like population. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like there's people protesting and I know there's people rioting, but those who are rioting and looting for their own good and doing it selfishly, that doesn't represent all of Black Lives Matter. That doesn't represent, you know, everyone that's protesting. And the same thing with the police. This was definitely a bad case and he's definitely not the only one. But again, like what Tim said, a lot of cops, there's a lot of good cops out there, right? So that's one thing. And I even saw this morning, like Jake Paul was looting. I don't know if y'all saw that. Like he was in Arizona looting and shit. And again, like as a YouTuber, that obviously looks bad on YouTube content creators because, like, again, even what his brother did with the when he went to the force and shit, like that impacted a lot of YouTubers. Because of one person. So I definitely know how, like, obviously not to the same degree, but when people say that one police officer tarnished the whole cop population and their, you know, reputation, I definitely get that. But in terms of this case alone, I just don't know how you can justify putting your knee on someone for 7 fucking minutes, especially when they're handcuffed. That's, like, we can talk about the other topics out, like the other cases in another day, but specifically with this one, when you have a person handcuffed and you're a cop and you have 4 cops around a person, there is no reason for you to put your knee on someone for 7 minutes, 2 minutes, two more minutes after they went unconscious.
They shouldn't have put their knee in them at all. That's not like a strategy they learn. Like, he shouldn't have had you can put like your hands on him, but he's already on the ground. He's not moving, so.
Yeah, so that's just my piece on it.
All right, I guess I'm next since Don wants to go last. I got a couple questions actually. Me and Tim and Brian were hanging out yesterday talking about this a little bit. I got a few questions. First one, I know one of you guys is going out to protest later today. I guess my main question is, you're going out protesting for a change. My first question would be, what specifically do you want to see changed? And how do you want it to be changed? Valid question. Like, specifically, yeah, for whoever wants to answer.
Like, what are you looking to get out of protesting and the
yeah, like what
they need to change? To be a
successful protest.
I want, if we can walk out of this and the police departments around America can go about hiring officers and evaluating officers, how they evaluate and go about giving people gun licenses, where you do extensive background checks, extensive track records, psych exams, all that. Do that for cops. Because this is a tough job.
They do do that.
Get the fuck out of here. Listen, they...
I get what you're saying, though.
I understand being a cop... being a cop is a very, very tough job. It's a very draining job. It's a very dangerous job, so I get that. I understand there are a ton of great cops, and me personally, I wish that on the internet we can get more videos of cops doing good. I've seen so little videos of cops that go out their way to teach kids how to do stuff because the parents aren't around, or cops that'll go out and shoot a basketball with the youth and do all types of good stuff. You see so little of those videos, but it's so easy to pick up and see another black man getting killed, another black man getting pulled out of his car and beat brutally for no reason. That just comes naturally. Like, people see the negative so easily, and when you overpopulate the internet with that type of content, all you see is bad. All you see is, okay, all cops got to be like this. You don't see too many good cop videos, and that's something that I want to – I mean, I know I'm not protesting for that to change. That's just something personally I want to see change. Let's actually show that there's positive cops. Let's actually show that there are good cops in this world more than showing the bad. So people aren't fucking terrified of cops when they see them and just think, oh, this guy's about to kill me. Whether you black, white, brown, purple, green, blue, it don't matter. Like, we shouldn't be fearful of the people that are sworn to protect us. So I respect the ones that actually do their job. And I understand it's a draining job. And sometimes people go in it for a good reason and stuff happens. Now you have a different view. You and your best friend could have went in to training or whatever they do for cops, and you literally watched you and your mans go out on a patrol. You stop a car, your mans go and just does a routine checkup, routine A, your tail lights out, bang, he's dead. Now you have a skewed view of how this world works now. Now you're like, damn, anytime I step to a car, I can get shot. That can really mess someone up mentally. Now every time you step to a car, oh, I don't see your hands, bro. That might be a gun. Now we got a situation. So it's a lot of PTSD that comes with this. It's a lot of reasons why cops do
what they do.
It's
a lot of PTSD.
It's a lot of reasons why this type of shit goes on. But in that situation, the situation we're talking about, that's no PTSD. That was blatant murder. That was blatant just wrong. And it shouldn't take. And what I want changed is when a police department sees one of their deputies do something like that, it shouldn't take days for action to happen. That nigga needs to be fired. He needs to be arrested. He needs to be charged immediately. There's no due process. There shouldn't be days, weeks, months. When that black kid got shot in Georgia, I'm going on something else. When the black kid got shot in Georgia, that happened in February. People didn't hear about that until March, May, April. Like, come on, bro. Like, that stuff like this shouldn't happen. Like, if you know what's going on, do something. Like, that's what I want changed. That's what I'm going to protest. We need immediate fucking action. We don't need to have people burning down targets, looting fucking stores for you to be like, okay, now let's charge them. Okay, now let's bring them in, because they're starting to get pretty rowdy. They're not taking this. Like, that's what I want changed. I need them to just be trained better. Officers need to have jujitsu training. You need to be at least a purple belt in jujitsu, so you understand I shouldn't put my knee in the back of someone's neck while they're on concrete. Like, that's not something you're trained to do. You're not trained to do anything like that. Cops aren't even trained in combat, which is stupid. Right. Train cops in combat so you know how to use your body and your limbs when it comes to having to detain somebody and they're being violent, and you know how to detain them without killing them. There's been multiple cases where MMA fighters have stopped crimes without hurting anybody. They just lock them up, put them to sleep. What is so hard about that? Why can't we train our officers do it with the military? The military is trained in combat, in some sort of combat. My dad's a military veteran. They're trained in combat. Train the police in combat. That's something I want to change. Right. Stuff like that. I mean, and for everybody else, every other person is different for what you want to change. I'm just talking about what I want. So to answer your question, that's some of the things I want change.
That teaching them skills in combat, I kind of agree with that 100% because, like, at first hesitation, your instinct should not be to just pull your gun out, like, right away. Like, especially if you're a cop and you're sworn to serve and protect, like, logically, that doesn't make any sense. They should. So I could see that. Like, they should really start enforcing that, trying to teach these cops how to, you know, get into combat skills or some kind of training where they can, you know, like, get into that. So, they should be doing that.
If Joe Smo from the damn library can go and take an MMA class, a kickboxing class, a boxing class, why can't the government provide that same luxury for our officers nationwide? It's not that hard. They just sat there and pumped out trillions of dollars for people on stimulus checks. Something that if you was to tell me a year ago the government was going to give every single American that did their taxes $1,200, I'd look at you like, man, what government? Exactly. Not my government. And they did it quick and easy. And everybody can do it again. They're trying to do it again. That's two $1,200 checks they passed out to us. That's going to happen. So why is it so hard to get our police trained the right way to handle situations, to de-escalate situations so people don't have to lose their lives over senseless stuff like a counterfeit $20 bill, like a fucking broken taillight, like not turning your turn signal on 6 feet away from the fucking line or whatever the fucking rule is, whatever it is. Like, why is it so hard to do simple stuff like that?
Right. And going on what Dom said, I don't, like, from what I heard, this isn't even, like, I know BLM has been in front of this whole thing, but what you said had nothing to do with race, really. It's just, unqualified people being given powers and authority when they're really not qualified to do so. You know what I'm saying? And that has nothing to do with race.
Like, let's take the race out of it. Like,
race is definitely a factor, though.
Race is a factor. In a lot of these situations, race is a factor.
I'm not saying it isn't. But let's just make that clear.
But I'm just trying to move away from the... I'm just not trying to pull the race card in general. I'm just... Because I'm a firm believer, and I truly believe everyone's life matters. Every skin color matters. Everyone should just love each other. We should be peaceful. Like, the Black Lives Matter movement, I'm iffy with that because they pick and choose when shit matters. And that's what I kind of don't like. Black lives only matters when an officer kills a black man. That's when black lives matter. Black lives doesn't matter when we poison our people with drugs or when we do unjust things to each other. Black lives never matter then. Black lives only matter when it's a white cop kills a black man. That's something I have a fucking problem with, like a huge problem with. Black lives should matter all the time, not just fucking sometimes. Not when it's profitable, not when it's fucking easy to get clicks on the internet. Black lives should matter 24/7, 365 days of the fucking year.
Right. And that's not saying that black lives are the only lives that matter. I'm just saying everyone should be
equal. Everyone lives matter. Yeah, just white, to make that clear. Blue, yellow, everything should be matter. Equal. Everybody's equal. Everybody's equal. I love all people. I love all my Hispanic brothers, all my Asian people. I love everybody, bro. Like, I love everybody equally. No one should be placed above each other. No one should be placed above another person. Everyone's equal. But it's just the fact that when it comes to stuff like this, everyone's not treated equally. There's been countless videos of where, and I have to bring race into this, where it will be a white person that will walk into a church, gun down people, and the cops will peacefully take him out the fucking church, put him in the fucking car, you know, he gets his steak while he gets interrogated. Like, but a black man who has a counterfeit $20 bill, we're wrestling you, stomping on you, we about to put our knee in your neck. Because you're dangerous with your counterfeit $20 bill. The white boy that just shot that church up, fuck it, he just came out peacefully. But you got counterfeit 20, bro. You are dangerous. Who? You got counterfeit 20? Shit, you might have a gun in your pocket too. Like, shit like that, that's when shit gets fucking blurry and shit gets real fucking, it gets real fucked up. And I can see why people get mad. I can see why black people want to just say fuck it and just be for us and say fuck everybody else. I get that. I get the anger. I understand all that. But we have to be better than that. Like, we have to be better. We have to show them that we are better than them in order to create change. Like, we have to. And I'm not saying don't fucking riot. I'm saying it right now. I'm with the riots. Looting, to each their own. I'm with the riot. Burn this shit the fuck down. Show them that we want change.
I mean, we built this shit so we can be, we have protests, the choices.
Bro, peaceful protests have been going on for so damn long and nothing's changed. The definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over again, expecting different results. I'm not insane. I don't want people to look insane. So let's stop being fucking insane. And peaceful protests ain't been working since the 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s. My nigga, peaceful protests ain't about to work in 2020.
It's never going to work.
Do something different. Now, if rioting don't work, do something different. I'm an advocate in doing something different. Rioting is something different. Niggas ain't riot that much. We ain't riot too many times. Niggas start rioting, shit starts happening. Motherfucker, it gets people attention. Peaceful protests don't get attention. Rioting is getting attention. So I'm all for getting attention and sparking change. In white American history, white Americans, they have rioted. They have fucking did all type. They have done. Boston Tea Party wasn't a fucking peaceful protest. That wasn't peaceful. American Revolution ain't fucking peaceful. Okay? So if y'all can find a country based off violent premises, don't look at us and condemn us for doing the same fucking thing thousands of years later because we want shit to change. That's something I also believe in.
Right. So I'm guessing that's most of what your points would be, right?
Yeah.
Right. So, Justin, do you have any more questions?
You want to keep going? I got another question. All right. Let me think. Yeah, actually, I do have another question. Do you think, relax. Do you think that if police programs were to hire more minorities, more African Americans, or at least have African Americans police more communities where more African Americans live, do you think that would solve any sort of problems, or do you think that's a bad idea?
I feel like, no. I would say this. If you gave jurisdiction to people that are from those neighborhoods, so say in my neighborhood, if I'm familiar with the neighborhood, if I grew up in this neighborhood, you should give me the power. You should give me the responsibility to protect this neighborhood because I'm from here. These people know me. These people probably grew up with my family. That old lady on the corner that has her little corner store, yeah, she helped my moms, my grandma. She knows my family. So I have a debt to protect her, to protect her grandkids, to protect her kids, protect her grandkids. Like, that's something that I believe could happen. But at the same time, there's been plenty of black officers who abuse their power. They get that badge and they get behind that badge, and now they feel they're better than the other black people in the world. So it's a double, it's kind of like a 50-50 thing. One hand, yeah, I feel like that can help. Other hand, we all know what power does to man. Officers are just men with power.
What if the officer was a different race? So what if he was black? Would that still be happening?
It doesn't matter. I don't care if you're black, Mexican. It doesn't matter. Just be from the area that you're patrolling.
No, like, I'm talking about
officer, I think he means this specific one. This specific.
The officer that killed the George. If the officer was black or Asian or Hispanic, would there still be riots and stuff over this?
Yes, I honestly feel like it would still.
It wouldn't be as televised. I'll tell you that.
Oh yeah, definitely wouldn't be. It'll be.
It would never be on CNN.
It wouldn't. Yeah, it wouldn't have made CNN. It wouldn't have made the news. It wouldn't have made national headlines like it has made. But I honestly don't even think we would riot as much because it wouldn't have been nationally televised as it is. It'll just been another case on the internet of a black man getting killed. And then maybe it might have been a riot in Minneapolis. It might have been a protest in Minneapolis because that's where it happened. But I don't think LA, Chicago, Atlanta, the Carolina, I don't think everywhere else would have rioted and started protesting if it was a black man that killed another black man that happened to be like an officer that killed black man. I don't think it'd have been that big of an uproar, in my opinion, because there's been other cases where you've seen black officers do things to black people, and it's an uproar in that community, but it's not an uproar in my community or your community. So, yeah, I don't think it'd have been that big. It wouldn't have been as big as it is now if it was a black cop that did it.
I agree. 100%.
All right. Next topic.
Beasel's next topic.
I said positivity in the chat.
All right, man.
We get a gig.
Burn him down. I think we had honestly a very healthy conversation about that. I'm being honest. So I'm very proud of you guys for, you know, keeping it civil.
We can't be serious.
Too much and shit. We can't be serious. But let's try to.
It's definitely not gonna
be easy to switch topics just like that, but let's go ahead and try it. So this week, there were early this week, a lot of details emerged about sports returning, specifically from the NHL and the NBA. Tim, I don't think I heard anything about the MLB, right?
Nah, the MLB's messed up right now. I don't really want to talk
MLB.
About
that.
Yeah.
And Purdue. telling you, MLB's like corrupt right now. Like, that's the scandals that are going on.
Oh, really? It's corrupt?
Pongo.
I wouldn't have known. Wow.
Aren't you? Hey, hold on. Winter, aren't you from Texas? Oh, yeah. Your own teams are the reason why that they're corrupt.
Oh, really? What do the Yankees do?
You're from Texas. Okay. The team in your city. You want me to tell you what they did?
He's from Dallas.
The Rangers? What do they do?
Rangers don't do shit, bro. They suck. I'm talking about the Houston Astros.
They definitely didn't make the playoffs, that's for sure.
Hold on. Speaking of the Rangers, bro, they had one of the never mind. That's not going to be good.
All right. Let me start over for the podcast highlights.
So I was just playing myself. I had a good
podcast. All right. So again, like I said earlier this week, a lot of details popped up on sports returning, mainly from the NHL and the NBA. The NHL is planning to bring back 24 teams. The top four teams from each conference will play like a little tournament of themselves to determine the top seeding, and they're guaranteed to make the playoffs. The last four seeds in each conference will be a separate tournament in itself. There's still going to be conferences, so it's not 1 through 16, no conferences for the NHL. The NBA, on the other hand,
Talk about the NHL before we go to NBA? We're all doing this together.
They're pretty
we're all doing it together.
Okay, continue.
All right, so the NBA, on the other hand, hasn't really finalized everything, but more details emerged this week. There's four main options that they're voting on. One is go straight to the playoffs with 16 teams. Another one is 20 teams come back with group/stage play. I'm not really sure what that means, but they said it's similar to how FIFA does it for the World Cup. FIFA. And then another option would be 22 teams coming back, similar to how the NHL did it. And then the last option would be 30 teams coming back. Everyone plays till 72 games. Till 72 games are played with a play-in tournament for the playoffs. Now, again, building on that, more details emerge, saying that half of the league, they're leaning towards going straight to the playoffs. And I don't know if it's from that group, but half of the league is also favoring coming back without conferences factoring in. So 1 through 16 without conferences is in play. Now, again, that was a lot. So I have a couple questions to ask for the floor, but before I get into that, Tim, what do you want to say about the NHL?
All right, hockey. So like the Bruins are number one seed in hockey, and
UCLA Bruins. I know,
dog. Shut the hell up. The Boston Bruins, dog. Number one seed. I feel like now that all the teams are in it, anyone can win now. Like, the Bruins were like. Not clear favorites, but like, well, they were favorites, but like now, like, same with the NBA. Like, anyone, I mean, I don't know about anyone because Lakers pretty good, but like, anyone can win in the NHL right now because no one's been playing. So, I don't know. I don't know what else I want to say, but I just want to, like, I had it in my head, dog. Let me tell you.
It's all right.
But like, it's just going to be more interesting to watch the NHL if you're into hockey because pretty much anyone can win. Like, last year, the Blue Jackets beat the number one team 4 games. You don't really see that in the NBA. Like, it's going to be Clippers, Lakers to go to the championship.
Yeah, lots more upsets in the NHL, that's for sure.
It's going to be like even more this year because like no one's been playing or practicing.
Because there's three separate tournaments going into the playoffs.
Yeah, like all the teams that were hot, like you don't know who, some team could just get really hot right now and just win it all.
It's kind of easy to have an upset when scores get in 5-2.
There we go.
Let's build up to that topic.
This guy only likes basketball.
I'm just saying, you can statistically look, sports that end in single digit scores is a lot more upset. It's just a correlation.
Or team players in the NBA that go to stack teams.
Like, upsets are more interesting.
That's
so,
why there's no upset.
In my opinion.
Upsets are more interesting. What's not interesting is 4-3.
LeBron innings. Going to the finals every single year because his team stacked.
That's very interesting because he's a GOAT. Like that.
That's not team stacked. It wasn't very interesting watching Tom Brady, even though
I'm sorry. I didn't know LeBron was on the Warriors. I didn't know that his.
Yeah, team I'm about to say because his team stacked or the competition's just weak.
Okay, I'm talking about now, bro. Is LeBron is
So my favorite
postseason so format is in the NBA?
Dude, the past right, like, four, the last like not the last one, but more, like, four in a row is the
late fucking. Cavs. The Cavs against the Warriors. Like, how is that exciting? Like, oh, it's just gonna be Cavs Warriors and whatever.
Did you watch the series?
I watched it.
Why is it not exciting? Is that what you asked? Why is it not?
The finals were exciting. The first round's always so boring for me.
Because you know who's gonna win.
Do you know the Cavs
were gonna win in 2016?
Yes,
I knew. I can't really talk about that. That wasn't a big basketball.
Well,
fan.
I knew that. We all know why I knew it, right? B-Souls, the script don't lie, right?
I'm saying in hockey, you like, and even in baseball, even though y'all aren't big baseball fans.
I only know Ovechkin and Crosby. I really don't watch hockey. I'm sorry.
It's okay, dude. I accept your apology.
I only watch hockey when it's time to fight. I only watch hockey when they're fighting. That's about
it. Of course, you're one of those guys. You tune in right when they're fighting.
Yeah, bro. I mean, listen. And you tune out when it's over. Watching a bunch of men, white men, ice skate with pucks hitting black pucks.
Okay, you're gonna have to do the intro again. Hold on, hockey.
All right,
you don't like watching guys skate
white around. Men skating around hitting black pucks with sticks. Oh,
you don't like watching guys skate around, but you like watching men tackle each other and all over each other in football.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. It's different. It's very different.
How is it different?
Black players watching guys tackle each other
they're in tight skating. Clothes? Like what?
They're not in tight clothes.
You're saying Tim, hockey's...
Tim, you like football. Why?
Not really. Dude. Like, I don't know.
Not really? Ah, oh, come on now.
I watched the game. I only watched the Pats. Like, I don't know many of the players.
Of course you do. Only watch the Pats, huh?
Sorry, the Pats.
I like it's good. The baseball and hockey fan only watch Patriots.
Baseball.
You only watch Patriots. Mm. Mm.
All right. Let's get back on track.
The Cincinnati Bengals.
Topic, B-Souls. Next topic.
Let's get back on track. All right. So, first question I got for the board. Are y'all in favor of sports returning in the first place? Now, I know, obviously.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Hold on. I know everyone. I know everyone obviously wants sports.
I'm going to say no. I'm going to spice it up.
Okay. Obviously, we all want sports back, but I guess think of it like if you're a commissioner or something.
Yes.
Commissioner, so I don't see why you would say yeah. I'll put like this. For you. If you know, like, for example, with the NBA, they're not going to have fans there. They're going to test. They're basically going to follow the MMA format. They're going to test everyone extensively. There's not going to be any fans there. There's going to be real low risk of anybody getting infected with COVID. If you have a situation like that where you can control everything, keep everybody safe, you have a stadium where no one's going to be there, why not? Like, you already lost enough money. Like, at least try to do something entertaining for the fans. At least let the players go out, make a little bit of the rest of the money that they're owed on their contracts. Like, do something like that. Like, I don't know, but we just need something. We just need something to turn this year around because this has been a real shitty year. Yeah.
Someone's gonna tell Rudy Gobert to chill though.
Rudy fucking Gobert.
I mean, I guess my question is, because if the NBA comes back, I think the next season is gonna be compromised as well. So would you guys rather have it come back?
What do you mean?
The next season be? Because the next season probably gonna be shortened too.
Yeah, it's gonna start in like January, December. They said.
Yeah, January, like, February, around there.
Why?
Wait, let me say why I don't.
Because
want
the playoffs are going to start. The playoffs are starting now, and they're probably not going to end until.
They'll end until like October.
Yeah.
Okay.
So you gotta have the off season, but you gotta have the off season. You gotta have the draft. You gotta have all that. The free agency signings. You gotta have all that.
Yeah.
So
I feel like the players wouldn't care. They would if they played the championship and then started the season next day. They wouldn't care.
They right. definitely would care. What?
Any player that wants to win, they wouldn't care.
Bro, we're not talking about the '80s, bro. These players spend millions of dollars to keep their bodies healthy. A lot of players care about their health. They're not going to just want to start another season just like that. They're going to want to have time off to rehabilitate.
Then they don't deserve to win.
Their family.
Got to grind.
We're taking every game off for like load management. If we turn the season the next day,
I'm saying. Win. Kawhi literally wouldn't play all year. He'd be like KD. He wouldn't play all year to pop back up in the playoffs.
Justin wouldn't mind because he likes the Cavs and no one's good in the Cavs. So just to watch the whole team play.
Oh, yeah, you're miserable. That's why. Oh, damn, that's tough.
Yeah, I'm not going to be watching them in the playoffs. But all I'm saying is if y'all really want to win, you shouldn't be complaining about it. Look, I don't think anyone do, here
in
wants
we
are to
playing professional sports.
What they should
about,
do,
I'm talking about the players,
is they should start it off. They should start off the season. If it ends in October, start it off in January. I think next season should be a shortened season. That way, you
it's
going to
be
like,
shortened regardless. Yeah. It's going to be shortened,
or just cancel the season.
Like, I mean, I'm not going to complain of the NBA. Obviously,
let me explain real quick. Obviously, I want sports back, but like you're asking the players to be away from their family for like 3 months. And then put at risk. Why not like just cancel the season, and start next year off?
Put at what risk?
I don't want that.
Where's
I'm just
the
saying,
risk?
Like, I'm speaking in as out, like, against you guys to spice this up, you know?
Okay,
from
so give
professional
me
professional basketball players.
So
they
where's
can be
the
away
risk?
From their family
though?
For 3 months.
What do you mean? Where's the risk?
Where's the if there's no fans?
They're traveling.
Tested.
Are they playing in the same place?
In
or
a
no?
private,
they're
yeah,
play
yeah.
in Orlando.
They're playing in the same place, and they're staying in the same hotel. Like they're written,
no
I want to say this,
yeah,
the NBA has written out like 2 5-star yeah. hotels to keep all the players that are on the teams, and they're all the staff, all the referees, and all that. All of them going to be in the same
but
hotel.
If one of them gets it, then
no one leaves. Like they're telling them, like, hey, listen, you don't have to, but it'll be real smart if you don't fucking leave because it's COVID.
You tell me
like,
none of them are gonna go to parties or the club or anything.
I mean, did you hear what Jared Dudley said? Like a couple,
I did not know.
Like a week ago, he was on ESPN. He was saying, yeah, if the NBA does that to where they're gonna keep us in the same building, it's on players that don't play. It's our job to make sure our star players don't need to leave their room or don't need to leave the hotel. He said, if AD and LeBron needs anything, I'll go get it because we need those guys to stay healthy. And you need those type of players. You need that type of mindset. These are grown adults we're talking about that are putting – that you're making millions of dollars. I think you can sacrifice not leaving a hotel room and not
Zion
leaving a hotel.
I don't
you
know Patrick Beverly is an adult.
Zion Williamson is
– First of all, fuck Patrick Beverly. I don't like that man. Like, I don't like him. So
you're saying Jason Tatum, Jaylen Brown, all them aren't going to go to the club?
James Harden is definitely going to the club.
If they're trying
wait, what
to play,
club?
No one's going to
playing,
the club right now.
If
there's
you're
no
playing
clubs.
For the – thank you.
Florida,
the
bro.
Are closed.
Florida,
there's
bro.
No clubs. Tim
Florida. Do you want me to spell it?
I don't care what state you say.
F-L-O-R-I-D-A.
If you're trying to play for a championship, you're going to put the championship above everything else. You're going to put the team – you're going to put your profession above wanting to go to a fucking club. And if you want to go to a club that bad, guess what? You're James Harden. You're not a champion. There you go.
He's not a champion. You're definitely right about that.
He
doesn't
MVP.
Have a championship.
Amen.
You also get 72
okay,
free
so,
throws a game.
Okay, so I guess everyone obviously wants sports to come back because it's tough out here yes. without sports, man. I'm not going to lie, bro.
Wait. It's it tough. Is. Aren't sports back, though? Like, Rudy, don't you like golf? Golf's back.
Jesus Christ.
B-Cells next time.
Soccer's back. Oh, okay. Right, soccer's
okay,
back.
Okay.
We didn't even get to this topic yet.
Okay,
what else
cool
you
want to
say?
On. Jesus Christ. So out of match. Okay, so out of the four options I stated earlier, which do y'all prefer?
B.
B.
All right, I got a question.
Which was B?
B? I got a question.
Exactly.
I don't know.
Exactly.
Which
was
how B? Would ranking the teams 1-16
before, after A.
instead of conferences change anything? Why does that matter?
Because more Western Conference teams would be in the playoffs, and that's what they want. Like, they already came out. The NBA's already came out. Like, there was already a mold in the
but
NBA that said.
What's
like,
that have to do with COVID?
Like, the executives, they really want Zion Williams to be part of the playoffs for money reasons. Like, they
obviously,
stay king. That got
ESPN is so horny for Zion.
They are. But what I'm saying
I mean,
is
it's Zion.
They're more
are you
better,
horny
like,
for him too?
Out West. Out
yes,
West,
I'm a Duke fan. Than, yes.
So you're – okay.
You're asking a Duke fan of – yes. Continue.
Right, listen, it's better to go through the 1-16 format because it will be – first of all, it would be more unpredictable. It could be more upsets, like y'all want, like your hockey and baseball fans. You love your upsets, so it'd be more upsets if it's 1-16.
We do, yes.
If you do conferences, that's a lot of the score. Reasons why people kind of know who's going to win. If you see the Boston Celtics are going up against the Charlotte fucking Hornets, you kind of know the Charlotte Hornets has no fucking chance. Like, there's no way in hell yeah. the damn Bobcats are about to win. Like, so
Terry Rozier though, bro, watch out.
Yeah, right, Terry Rozier, exactly. Anyway, so it kind of negates that. If you have 1-16, you can fucking have the Cavaliers. I'm not the Cavaliers. Jesus Christ. What year am I? You can have the Clippers playing the
Dom
Sixers.
And sipping that scissor.
You can have the Lakers playing the Bucks in like round two. Like it could be very, very spicy. When
so
you
it's going
to
be like Hornets,
format.
Cavs in the finals?
But if you do it 1-16, didn't they do the entire regular season?
Hello?
Well, I'm cutting out, bro.
Go ahead. We can hear you.
Didn't you didn't you do the entire season like playing your conference teams more than the other conference? You can't just switch it for the playoffs.
I mean,
but that's the thing. So the records are skewed already, right?
Because
so
you played your own conference, you can't just mush them together.
But you've played
from the beginning of the season, though.
You play every team.
But don't you play your own conference more?
Yeah, you do.
Yeah, you do. You do play your conference
more. So winning 60 games in the East is easier than winning 60 games in the West. But I think
if they're going to make this change, it's due at the beginning of the season, not the end. That defeats the whole point.
Okay,
but even if you do change, having teams, first of all, the regular season playing team conferences shit, that doesn't matter at all when it comes to the playoffs. Like if you do a 1-16 format.
It does for the seeds.
Not if it's 1-16.
Yeah. If
it's 1-16, it doesn't matter.
If you're only playing your conference teams or playing them more than you're playing the other conference, you're playing them more though.
But it's travel purposes, bro. Because what side of the damn globe, what side of the state you're on? That's why
they're all going to be at Disneyland, aren't they? What's going on?
That's why it's 1-16.
Disney World, dude.
What's going on?
What's going on?
They're all going to be in the same place, 1-16. There you go. The reason they have conferences is for travel purposes.
The records going into the playoffs, they're going to be based on the regular season that happened. Obviously, they can't scale everyone's record, assuming it was 1-16 during the start of the season. But I said this
I understand
what you're saying. But what I'm saying is the reason they're doing or even considering 1-16 without conferences is, at least in my opinion, I think this season and the season after, the NBA has a pass to put in a lot of changes into the league without really angering everyone, right? Because they're like, all right, we got to do this because of COVID and everything coming back. So they've already been talking about, before all of this happened, shortening the NBA season, because there's people load managing, there's people coaching through the season, people are complaining about the intensities of the game. That was already a problem before Corona even started.
Same with baseball, too.
Exactly. So I don't know what baseball is doing, but the NBA right now has an opportunity to put in a lot of changes into the league that they probably would take 5-10 years if all of this didn't happen. So I don't know if 1-16 really changes anything, like if they're doing it because of COVID, but it could be just, all right, we have a chance to do it now and not really get penalized from it from our fans, so let's go ahead and do it.
Are they planning to keep it after or just this season? Do you know? Or did they not say?
They didn't say. This was kind of just like a last minute thing because of the situation that we're in, because the season got ended.
Yeah. And honestly, none of the voting's finalized yet. This was just from a The Ringer article, just polling a bunch of GMs and seeing what they think. Nothing's really finalized.
I mean, I personally prefer 1-16. It makes things a lot more exciting. It makes things a lot more fun.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm an advocate for that too. If they can change it to that. But I know traveling and shit, I'm not really.
If it's a playoff series, I mean, bro, you're playing the same team for 7 games. You can definitely, it's not hard to space out the amount of time that you extend the playoffs. Why can't you extend the playoffs? Give every team, instead of you have 1 day off, give them 2 days off. So now you have that day to travel. You have another day to regroup from the traveling. And then, boom, play your games. There's already a 2-2-1-1 format. What is it, 2-2-1-1-1? Sorry, that type of format. Yeah. You add gaps in between those games, those days. There you go. That compensates for the rest players' needs. If you have, like, the Lakers playing the Heat, if you have the Celtics playing the Bucks or the Celtics playing the fucking Mavericks and you have to compensate for the travel, like, it's not hard to do that. Like,
it's
easy ways to fix that. It's just, do they want to do that?
Right. So I guess just a fun debate, not really based on anything serious league-wide, but assuming, at least in the NBA, everyone comes back without conferences, who do y'all got winning it?
My Lakers, man. I've been waiting since I was 13 years old to see us win.
Celtics.
I got the Lakers too, bro. I'm not going to lie. Because Justin sent me the 1-16.
I sent the link.
Yeah, the picture and if it was with conferences and everything was normal, I still personally would have had the Clippers. But the road the Clippers have going to the finals is ridiculous. They have the Mavs the first round, either Celtics or the 76ers the second round. And after that, they have the Bucks in the conference finals, and then after that, they have to deal with the finals. Lakers.
The Lakers, yeah, that's not no.
It's not. We're not even talking about injury prone Kawhi. We're not talking about Kawhi that might not even
Paul George.
Yeah, like they might not make it past the second round if they got to play that type of intensive basketball for seven games.
They're literally facing statistically the best offense of all time in the first round.
You guys heard it here, the Celtics are winning.
Oh man!
What do you say? Hate me all you want, but you heard it here first.
The Celtics. The Mavs.
You said the Celtics are winning what in 2K?
No, in real life, guy. I ain't a bandwagon, bro. You'll see.
He's not saying who do you want to win. He's saying who do you think is going to win. Those are
the Celtics.
I want the Celtics to win, and I think they're going to win.
Why?
Is this 2008?
Why do you think they're going to win? I know you want them to win, but why do you think they're going to win?
Because Jason Tatum's only 21.
He's brown, man. Jalen
Knight. They got Brown Wanamaker, dude. I'm just playing. I think they if they keep up the same momentum they had, I mean, no one really knows them.
You're right.
Will they even beat the
Lakers? Could come out and start playing like trash and they're done.
They could, but listen, what's the likelihood of that?
I don't know. I came here, bro.
You're right. The Celtics keep up their intensity and definitely get bounced off the second round.
I mean, it's always possible the Cavs could win.
You guys hate on me all you want. I'm taking all
the
hate.
That's facts, though. That's facts.
You didn't even have any reason. You just said it's possible. Like, it's possible for any team.
Did you not hear what I said, bro?
Yes, and it was absolute trash reason.
Y'all be lucky.
I gave you a reason, though.
It was a good one.
I didn't give you a reason.
You said there's a possibility they could be good. There's a possibility any team could be good.
Not the Cavs, bro.
Honestly, there's a possibility the Cavs could come and just dominate.
No, Justin, the Cavs.
Said not the Cavs, though.
Not this year.
Or next year.
Probably the year after, too.
Give him 10 years. I might have
all right, man. But do y'all have anything to say about sports returning before we hop into the real main topic of this podcast?
Yeah, wait, I do. This topic. No, trust me.
All right.
I have a bold prediction.
All right, okay, never
mind.
Go ahead.
I think the playoffs will definitely come back, and I don't think any of the great players will be complaining. They don't care. I don't think they will care how late it goes, is what I'm saying. It goes to October, November. They won't be complaining because
you can't really complain.
They can't complain. Really, LeBron complains all the time. He can complain if he wants to. I'm saying I don't think he will.
Watch your mouth. Hey, what? Listen, this LeBron slander you got going on? Hey,
he's a LeBron fan, dude.
I'm just complaining about everything.
Dom will be the first one to watch Space Jam 2. He will be the first person.
Dom going to pre-order those tickets.
He'll be watching golf the whole time, bro.
I'm pre-ordering my Space Jam 2 tickets, boy. What? I'm in there.
What are y'all like predictions for like who's gonna win? Oh, the Wizards have like MVP award. Will they still do that? Like MVP?
I don't even know at this point, bro. I don't know what they're gonna do with awards.
I mean, let's just go ahead and put it out there. Obviously, Giannis is MVP. Obviously, Ja Morant rookie of the year. Yes, obviously.
It's obvious.
I'm not getting into that. It's very obvious. Giannis is MVP. Ja Morant's rookie of the year.
Who's sixth man?
Zion is sixth man
or rookie.
I don't care how many games he's played.
Zion's
that
not rookie of the year,
bro. That nigga.
He's not rookie of the year.
Zion is.
On 20 games, I can't.
Zion is sixth man. Not rookie of the year, bro.
Yeah, Joel Embiid couldn't do it with 34.
No, I'm about to say Joel.
But Joel's not Zion.
Zion. He had a better rookie year than Zion.
Bro.
Tyreek Evans had a great rookie year. What does that mean?
And he
got rookie of the year. That's the point.
Zion played half the season, dude. He's not.
He didn't even play half. It was a quarter.
Okay, exactly.
Hey, 20 great games. So next let's category. Put some
respect. Joel Embiid played 34 great games and he didn't win it.
Malcolm Brogdon won rookie of the year averaging 10 points a game, bro. Stop. Because Joel Embiid didn't play.
He won rookie of the year averaging Lonzo Ball.
Okay, give Ja Morant measly ass rookie of the year. Okay, go ahead. Give Ja Morant measly. Yes.
You wouldn't call it measly if Zion got it.
Facts.
First of all, Ja Morant. Because it would actually mean something if he did.
He's horny for Zion.
When has the rookie of the year ever mattered, bro? When have you ever been like, oh, but that guy won rookie of the year, though?
Derrick Rose? Was he rookie of the year?
When was the last time you heard someone brag about Derrick Rose's rookie of the year?
Okay, Ja Morant. Okay, Dom, who else? Dom, who else? Who else? You got,
I mean, defensive player of the year, AD, obviously.
It's
obviously
Gobert.
AD.
It's Gobert.
Yes,
Gobert. It's Giannis.
Gobert gave everyone Corona, so he doesn't.
Yeah, he defended. He literally defended.
How is it not Giannis?
Defended the league.
How is it not Giannis?
Yeah.
Because I'm biased. That's how it's not Giannis.
Because like, I'm biased.
It could be Giannis, though.
No, it really could be Giannis. This is a toss-up between Giannis and AD. AD has been a monster, though. I ain't going to lie.
Well, Marcus,
he's been really good. I would give him the nod because I'm a biased Laker fan. But realistically, Giannis or AD for defensive player, six man, I'm going to keep it a buck. I really don't care.
That's the title.
roll credits. I could really care less about six man of the year.
Six give man?
Give it to Seth Curry for all I fucking
That's
care.
A stupid award. I hate that stuff.
Give it
Who
to Seth
cares,
Curry.
Bro?
You know?
Seth Curry?
To, I'm giving this to Seth Curry. Yeah.
Seth Curry. Six man?
He is so underrated. Dude.
Led the league in 3-point percentage, baby.
Oh, shut up.
Seth Curry.
Oh, my God.
All right, next
Seth
topic.
Curry.
Let's get to the main.
Seth Curry.
Coach of the year, Frank Vogel. I already know.
Frank Vogel? Oh, my God.
Bro,
Frank Vogel.
I don't care. In the offseason.
Nick Nurse?
When we hired Frank Vogel, everyone knew he was either A, going to be fired, so Jason Kidd could be the head coach, and B, we weren't going to be. Yeah, you're saying, oh, because you was one of the motherfuckers talking shit about Frank Vogel being our coach. Yes.
Yes.
I remember you and
He's not a good coach.
Shit, you can't tell me. Get the fuck out of here.
He's a
Have
decent defensive
team?
Coach, but overall,
Have
he's not a good
our
coach.
Team? Yes, he is.
And with that team, you should be winning the games you're winning.
Look at
with
his
or
track
without
record.
Frank Vogel.
Look at his track record. He's a playoff coach. Where's he been the last three teams? The Pacers, the fucking Magic, and the Lakers. All
the
playoff
fucking
teams.
Fucking Magic.
All playoff teams. All good teams.
They were going to be a playoff team regardless, Magic. Though.
Were they, though?
The with that roster?
With Steve Kerr, Patrick, with Steve
with
Kerr, bad coach.
Rondo, Danny Green, LeBron.
With Steve Kerr, bad coach.
First of all, where do I was about to
Steve Kerr was a great coach.
The screen. If
what?
You ever, where do you coach. Ever start off a sentence talking about the Lakers with fucking Rondo ever again? I'm jumping. Don't you ever start a? Don't ever start talking about the Lakers and be like
Rondo,
Rondo
is
ever.
A Hall of Famer. He has a ring. He's a
Rondo
seasoned veteran.
Is a bona fide scrub.
He's washed
right
up.
Now, okay. He's
wait. Where do? How can you say Steve Kerr was a great coach, but simultaneously say that Frank Vogel is not a good coach?
Because Steve Kerr actually made the decision to put Draymond in the starting lineup. That was Steve Kerr.
But they would have made the playoffs what? With or without him.
Like yeah, but that. But what happened the year after that?
What do you mean?
They went to the playoffs when he weren't. They didn't Luke Walton go like 30-0 with that team?
Exactly.
Okay. What was their record after he did that?
So using your logic, Steve Kerr is not a good coach.
Steve Kerr is not a great coach. Nigga, Deep what has Frank Vogel accomplished?
I mean, hold on.
How many Franks do you know?
Is Luke Walton a good coach? Is Luke Walton a good coach? Exactly.
Silence. All right, let's move on to the main topic, man. Yes. So, last
actually
week,
had a hot take about the who I think is going to be Finals MVP. Had a.
Okay, oh my god!
Nah, it's going to be Rondo. Just it's Kyle Kuzma or some shit.
Go Finals ahead. MVP
Kelly Alex
will
Caruso.
Be Anthony Davis.
Nigga, that's Alex not a hot Caruso.
Take.
Stop it.
That's not that hot of a take, bro.
Next topic, B-Sills. Next topic.
All right, man.
Alex Caruso for MVP.
Last week on the first episode of the podcast, we had a heated debate. Uh-oh. And honestly, it wasn't even on the topic list. It just kind of spurted
I've
out of nowhere.
I've been waiting for this all week.
It mainly revolved around baseball, but I told you guys that we were going to talk about like just what classifies as a sport. Right?
Here we go.
Yeah. If you don't sweat, it's not a sport. So let's go ahead and take golf out of there. We can go ahead and throw golf out the window. That's a hobby.
How do you know if you're sweating and swimming, though? Is swimming a sport?
Very true.
Anything you can't play isn't a sport. It's a hobby.
You can't play.
Okay, so on the podcast highlights, I'm going to put it on
the screen.
Boxing's
not a sport?
Okay,
Good take. You got me there.
I've been waiting for this, guys. I'm going to have a lot of good takes.
You got me that
so
one.
So I'm going to put it on the podcast highlights, but our boy Justin over here a month ago? Made a flow chart on what qualifies as a sport and what doesn't. And we had a heated ass debate about this.
It was heated.
Yeah,
there was some heat.
You guys can look in the group chat for what it is.
Is it on? Can I see it?
Okay, yeah, I'm gonna put it on. I'm gonna put it on YouTube right now. So if you want to explain to the masses what your logic is, that'd be great.
This on no,
It's my turn. Just kidding. Go ahead.
Uh-oh. Yeah, esports. That's why you got an E in front of
it. Yeah, it's literally a sport. Yeah, it is. It is.
You
sweat playing 2K? Actually,
I'm going to be honest.
You could sweat playing any game.
I'm going to say, you've never had your palms start to sweat from playing a game? That's never happened to you?
But Ninja was saying how, like, Fortnite is a sport. Like, he was comparing it to football and basketball.
See, because Ninja was trying to prove his point because Ninja's a fucking douchebag.
Yeah, listen, I hate Ninja. I love Fortnite.
There's a difference between sports and esports. Like, it's an internet. It's an e-sport, electronic sport. It's
internet says with an I.
Ethernet, it don't matter, bro. Whatever you want to call it, bro. Goddamn, it doesn't matter. Whatever the fuck it stands for in esports.
All right, Justin.
All right, so after Justin explains it, I'm gonna ask the panel a certain sport and debate on which.
All right, boys.
And debate on if it's a sport or not. So go ahead, Justin. Explain to the masses, man.
We got two main categories of sports: sports and non-sports.
Oh wow, creative.
The definition I had is an athletic competition requiring physical exertion and agility. That's both. So if it doesn't require both physical exertion and agility, it will be placed under non-sports. And then I had like subcategories, dependent, independent. Dependent would mean like offense, defense. What you do depends on what the other team does. Independent would be something like gymnastics. What the other competitors do in gymnastics doesn't affect
what you do
in your, so that would be independent. But yeah, then non-sports, I had stuff like archery, esports. Those are my non-sports. The competitions which require muscle memory, but not physical exertion and agility. That was my definition. So y'all want to ask me sport and see what I think?
I like that standard. I like those standards. I like that.
One thing I did have to point out. I have golf under non-sport, but to be fair, I have never played golf. So if you play golf and you think it requires physical exertion and agility,
it doesn't. You swing and then go in a car and drive to your ball.
My argument was
that's a big asshole in your definition right there.
When you're driving in golf, when you're swinging baseball, you're trying to hit the ball as far as you can, right? When you're driving in golf, you're not trying to hit it as hard as you can. You're trying to hit it as accurate as you can. From what I understand, professional golfers hit it probably 80% max power, but I could be wrong. I never played. So that's my only asterisk on my chart right there. But everyone come at me. Let's hear it.
name some things.
All right. So let's start off. I got like six. So let's start off with poker. Is poker a sport?
No. Hell no.
Poker is a sport.
It is not a sport. A sport. Okay, go ahead. Argue why God, why it's a sport.
He just wants to argue. Jesus Christ.
What do you mean?
He's been proven wrong so many times.
Yeah, I don't know.
Can Prophet Wordu explain himself?
When we prove you wrong, you're going to be like, next topic.
Wait. So that would be Michael Jordan played three sports?
Poker, yes. He's very talented. One of the best of all time. Now, poker is a sport. Why is it a sport? Now, there's Dom. What's wrong, man? You good, man?
They don't know you like I do. You just want to argue. Like, oh my god.
My grip is 75 and plays poker. So that, he plays a sport.
I was okay. I'm like, yo, are you just saying this?
You just want to argue. Like, Bezos, no. Like, you just want to argue.
How is poker not a sport?
Go ahead. Explain it. How is poker a sport?
Explain how it is first.
There's no physical activity.
There doesn't have to be. Okay, that definition does not make sense. It does not make sense.
Why?
So, video gaming in general could be considered a sport. Anything that you could put money on and bet on is a sport, bro.
That is not true.
No, dude. You could put money on raindrops.
Bro,
so placing bets on sports is a sport?
Bro.
Anything you can place a bet on is a sport.
Bro, if I put two marbles on a hill and say, I bet you $5 that this marble is going to go faster than this marble, that's a fucking sport?
That's a sport? That's
gambling a sport. Is a sport.
Or do leave the chat now.
It's that fucking hat. When he puts that hat connection. on, he just
don't make an enchilada.
I don't know what happened with that fucking hat on.
Okay, Bezos, next category.
Okay, so next one. Racing or NASCAR, That type of
no.
shit.
Wait.
Racing? That is like not a fucking sport.
Racing isn't a sport?
NASCAR. NASCAR racing? I don't give a fuck what you say. That's not a sport. That's not.
You drive your car in circles. That's like me driving.
You driving. I consider F1 racing more of a sport than that. At least they turn different directions. Like, at least they go.
I consider
left,
golf
right,
more of a sport than racing.
Oh my God. Like,
and that's saying something.
NASCAR, them niggas turn left and then go straight. And then
NASCAR is a sport. We're not going to do that. It's all my beautiful white people out there that love watching NASCAR, right?
Explain to me how NASCAR. What athletically do you do in NASCAR?
Hey, NASCAR is an American tradition, all right? NASCAR is an American tradition. NASCAR is a sport, man, all right?
Now, what? Do you actually think it's a sport?
Yes, it's literally a sport. How is it a sport, dude?
Explain to me how it's a sport.
Nigga, how is it not a sport, bro?
Explain how it is, and then we'll say how it is.
You have to be a certain type of skilled driver to even be in the NASCAR.
No one said it doesn't take skill. We just said it's not a sport.
That's how is it now you're saying anything that takes skill?
That's there's plenty of things that take skill.
That's a riding,
riding a bike is a sport because it takes skill to ride a bike.
There's
shooting,
all of these things that we're saying are in the Olympics, and the Olympics are the showcase of different sports. NASCAR so how can you say
NASCAR is not the Olympics?
What kind of Olympics are you watching, bro?
Cycling is a sport, so how is NASCAR not a sport?
That's only if you're racing.
You just said it's in the Olympics, brother.
You need endurance to cycle.
So you think curling's a sport? The shit where they like mop the floor so the thing moves faster?
Okay, so what when you watch the Olympics,
so
what do you watch?
I looked it up. I looked it up for NASCAR. I think the physical exertion is in the hand-eye coordination.
Oh my goodness.
When I watch the Olympics,
I'm in an alternate universe right now, bro.
Can we just take a moment to realize that this nigga word you just compared NASCAR to cycling and said
how is NASCAR
not a sport if cycling isn't a sport?
It's because they got wheels. Cycling and biking or some shit, and I was like, how is NASCAR
that's
not
a sport?
A sport
that's more of a sport than NASCAR.
You need to
when both
you have to move your move your legs to run.
You gotta move your foot to touch a gas pedal.
There's skill that goes into like turning. When you turn at that speed,
they crash all the time.
Wardu, just because
it
requires skill.
Doesn't mean it's a sport.
Then how is that not a sport?
It takes.
We just told you
because you're not sweating buckets.
Because you're not doing anything physically. You're turning the wheel. If that's a sport, my nigga, then sports are very, very vague.
Your physical ability doesn't.
Then ping pong's not a sport.
But timing doesn't matter.
Ping pong is
not a sport. I think NASCAR timing matters a lot.
It's a hobby.
Timing does matter.
If you see professional ping pong, those guys go hang.
No, that's not a sport, bro.
Bro, if NASCAR is a sport, jacking off is a sport. I don't care, bro.
Ping
pong is more of a sport than NASCAR.
Shout out EDP, bro. If
NASCAR
is a sport,
it doesn't take skill. You put your hand on your dick and move.
That's more.
I'm not gonna get into the details. Bro.
I'm sorry.
So it's next category, please.
Yeah, next category.
Okay.
At least jacking off, you could do it more than one way.
Wait,
you stand up, you down, turn to the side,
lay on your head,
go
bro,
in the shower, go upside down if you're freaky like
at
that.
At least you can go right.
What?
At least you can go right with jacking off. NASCAR just all lefts.
NASCAR, you just turn
next category. B-Sells next category.
Yeah, you never turn right in NASCAR. You ever think of that?
It's a sport.
You have to turn right to be a sport.
Yeah, you turn right in baseball when you're on the first base.
You have to turn right for it to be a sport, technically.
I don't know. I think NASCAR is a sport.
That's a sport, bro. I won't go that. NASCAR is a sport.
I just don't know the training they have to do, but I would assume that you have to be
training.
Bro, you're just
training
to wash dishes.
NASCAR driver.
You have to know how to drive fast. That's about it. There's no physical training.
There's other niggas that could drive just as fast as you.
Would working out make you a better NASCAR driver?
That's
no.
So you're saying I could drive 100 on the highway and I'm assuming sport?
Hey,
that
Siri.
That was a great point you just made.
Is NASCAR
what workout
a sport?
Can you do to
– Bro,
what
Siri's not on the
do?
Podcast. Turn her on.
Time out.
She's not a kid.
If you have to ask Siri, you automatically lost the argument.
Wordu. Give me three workouts. Sport. Give me three workouts you can do to be a better NASCAR driver. Three workouts. Just
to be a better NASCAR driver?
Yeah,
It'll probably be like – they have to be physical workouts?
Yes, motherfucker, workouts.
I say cardio, just regular cardio.
Why do you need cardio? Why? You're sitting.
Because
your heart rate.
400 pounds would be the best NASCAR driver.
Because your heart rate be going up and down and shit, going that fast. That fast
stop.
Speed, bro.
B-Souls, next one. I don't want to hear this.
Next topic, please.
All right, next one. This will probably make the female audience mad, depending on who listens.
You're leading.
Cooking?
but cheerleading. No, stop, stop, stop. Stop. Cheerleading slash dancing.
Yes.
More of a sport than fucking NASCAR, I'll tell you that much.
I never watched cheerleading, but dancing.
I've watched cheerleading. It's a sport.
Competitive dancing. Not just regular dancing. You can't do
Yeah, if you dance in your fucking living room.
Bro, they do like flips.
Cheerleading is a sport. Cheerleading is a sport.
Flip behind their head. Like, what the fuck?
My sister was a cheerleader back when we were in high school, and I've like watched her like little fucking routines and meets they did. The shit that they had to fucking do, let me tell you.
That shit is wild, bro.
It's wild shit, bro. It takes a lot to be like, to be a legit, like, good, like, say, like the D1 cheerleaders at colleges, the shit you gotta do and go through, that's a sport. Definitely more than fucking NASCAR.
Cheerleading is obviously not a fucking sport.
Dude, are you kidding?
The fact that we're entertaining this.
Or to go do a double backflip handspring 360.
And I actually have an explanation behind this one, too. Now, well, cheerleading is one of the only sports where you
just said it wasn't a sport. Why do you call it a sport?
Can I talk?
No.
Please?
Yeah, honestly, no.
Let him talk. Let him talk.
It's one of the only sports after you just got saying.
B-Souls, may I speak? May I speak,
yes,
B-Souls?
Yes, go ahead.
Thank you. Thank you, sir. You can't compete against an opponent fucking cheerleading.
Yeah, you can.
No, you can't. What are you talking about?
They're literally ranked by teams.
They're cheer meets. What are you talking about?
They go to Nationals in Disneyland.
Cheerleading isn't a sport. You can't compete against a girl that's doing a flip better than another. A girl is doing another flip.
That's literally what they compete against. That's what they do, bro.
But
it's literally a thing.
There has to be a judge in order to
There is a judge.
They have judges.
How do you think they win, bro?
So what's boxing then?
Are there judges in basketball?
I'm done, bro. Wordu is just trolling. Wordu is trolling.
Is there a joke?
I'm done. Wordu is officially trolling, bro. I'm done.
Wordu, I hope you like that.
His opinion doesn't matter. Next category.
Bro, it's just there to entertain the
next category. Next. It's a no for me, dog. Next.
Biso, you know what I'm saying, right?
Doesn't matter, bro.
I'm not gonna lie. I usually give people a lot of leniency, but I don't know what the fuck you're saying, bro.
What about park snowboarding? That's
the sole purpose of cheerleading is to entertain the crowd. That is literally it.
There's a difference between the cheerleaders at the halftime during a football game and competitive cheerleading.
What's the difference? Take more time doing their makeup than they do their
action. It's the difference between WWE wrestlers and MMA fighters.
WWE is literally made to
One's for entertainment and the other one's an actual competition.
They're both for entertainment.
All right, bro. Next.
What?
Where do? Would there be WWE without
you? Watch. Okay. You watch the UFC for just to watch the UFC, or are you entertained by the MMA?
Or do?
I don't watch it at all because I don't want to pay for it.
Or do all sports are for entertainment?
Well, obviously, answer that. Obviously, if you watch a sport, obviously you're gonna want to watch it to be entertained.
That's what I'm saying. So they're both for entertainment.
That's all sports, though.
But cheerleading isn't a sport.
But you're entertained. When you watch a sport, you're entertained by the competition. When you watch NFL cheerleaders cheerleading at halftime, you're entertained because you're seeing fucking booty on your screen.
Yeah, but there's no skill that goes into having a booty, nigga. What skill goes into?
Okay, we're moving on.
Okay,
let's
watch NASCAR. I probably know what y'all are gonna say with this one, but competitive eating is
for me. No,
yo, Joey Chestnut is a legend, bro.
Next category, bro.
So we kind of dived into this earlier, but competitive gaming is sport.
No, that is a sport. Of course,
everything.
Bill said no.
Can we just acknowledge that everything that everyone unanimously says is a sport? Word you says isn't a sport.
No,
everything
I'm not.
That we topic, say isn't a sport. Let's he says is a sport. I hate I swear, this dude, bro. It's I'm that not, fucking bro. Hat. It's that fucking hat, bro. It's that fucking hat, bro. He puts that hat on and turns into a new nigga, bro. Oh my God.
Video games should be considered a sport. It is rooted in competition.
We're not asking if it's competitive or not, but somehow competitive dancing isn't a sport.
All right, let me
it's something you actually
be. So you could be a cheerleader.
No, we couldn't.
No offense to B-Souls.
There's male cheerleaders.
Listen, B-Souls is my guy.
But B-Souls, I can't do the backflips.
You can't just wake up one day and become a cheerleader.
You can't believe in yourself.
I don't think B-Souls about to catch them girls falling 10 feet out the air, bro. I don't think B-Souls. I don't think he signed up for that, bro.
Yeah.
B-Souls. Video gaming is a sport. Ninja wouldn't be ninja if it were to.
When I was coming up with the topics, I was thinking, what really is the definition of sports, at least to me?
I already told y'all.
I know. So that's your
physical
definition.
Exertion.
So
if you can work out, exercise.
I was thinking, all right, let me know what y'all think about this definition. All right, but my definition is a sport is any activity that involves some sort of competition that you can either do recreationally or professionally.
Wrong.
No, I wrote that down.
Guys, I got a question.
Because all the shit that we just said are sports then.
No. Yeah. Is working out a sport?
No, it's not a competition.
I mean, that's not right. That's not true. Powerlifting.
Based on what you, like, based on what you said.
Powerlifting is a sport.
They have powerlifting competitions. What do you mean?
Can recreationally work out or do it as a sport professionally.
Yeah, they have powerlifting competitions. And
so that's
like
my
that,
definition.
So
I feel like
weightlifting
that
competitions aren't working out. They're just doing the max they can. They work out separate than the competition.
I mean, but that's still it's still
you don't get weaker
thing,
from work doing the competition though.
Certain people work out by doing that though.
I mean, but okay, some people listen.
If you're doing a weightlifting competition, yes.
Oh,
what happened,
shit.
What happened,
oh, damn, my fault. I got an MMA alert. John Jones just vacated his title. That's some bullshit. I hate this world.
They always holding John Jones year. On some
2020 shit, is a terrible year. Jesus Christ. John Jones just relinquished his title because he couldn't get paid enough. Oh, my God.
I don't know who that is.
What does that even mean, Rick? Can you explain?
Because he couldn't get paid enough.
Okay, his last fight he wanted more money and Dana White wouldn't pay him. It's like this. Say last year when Kawhi Leonard won a title, He relinquished his ring because he wanted to be a fucking Raptor.
So he got rid of his championship.
Yeah, he got rid of his title.
What good does that do him?
He got rid of his title because he wasn't getting paid enough.
Yeah, but how does that help him? It makes him look stupid.
Wait, did he voluntarily?
Yes, he voluntarily vacated his title. Yes,
he should have to give the money back that he got for it too. Then
what?
Okay, next topic.
Since he won the title, since he won it, and
this is exactly why baseball is not a sport.
Hold on. Let me just clarify. You don't get paid for winning the belt. You get paid for the fights. He's not going to give his money back for the fights. He already fought the fights. Like,
wait, my bad. I don't know. I'm an A. I'll take the yell on that.
Yeah, he doesn't.
Where
get paid
did you say baseball's not a sport? Let's bring in baseball here, guys. Where do? Why is baseball not a sport?
I will hit you with my corkscrew gun right now. If we don't change the topics.
No.
What do you mean change the topic? This is literally the main topic of this podcast.
But
you can't literally change the topic every five seconds.
You were talking about your definition of a sport.
Yeah, so my definition of a sport is any activity that involves some sort of competition that you can either do recreationally or do professionally.
So it's a leisure activity and a recreational. Okay, so everything we just said is a sport.
Okay, Wordy, do you agree with his definition?
I agree with 100%.
Okay, then why is baseball not a sport then?
What?
Why is baseball not a sport if you believe his definition?
Ooh. Nigga, who play baseball?
But that's not what I'm asking. I didn't say Wordy who plays baseball. I said why is baseball not a sport if his definition?
There are people that do baseball recreationally, play baseball recreationally.
Baseball's a sport.
No, I want you to mean it. Say it again.
Baseball is a sport, guys. Right. Baseball's a sport.
Honestly, I'm gonna have to.
And now say you were wrong. Now say you were wrong.
Say,
oh damn.
I'm an idiot. You want me to say I was wrong?
Say yes. I'm an idiot. I thought baseball's not a sport.
Baseball's next topic.
I do not agree with B-Soul's definition of a sport.
Why not?
Why not, bro?
Because I feel like there has to be some form for it to be a sport. There has to be some form of like is it physical exertion. I like that definition. You have to physically do something competitively. Like you
but
have
the second
to do
half of that
you
definition.
You have to move. You have to do some type of movement. It has to require some physical skill to be a sport. Now that separates sports from hobbies and sports from skills. There are plenty of skills that you can have that you can have competitive. Like gaming. Gaming is a skill. It's not. Nothing physical comes from gaming. There's no workout that you can do to be a better gamer. It's literally hours and hours of grinding, getting your hand-eye coordination, getting that skill right.
Finger
same thing with archery. Same thing with if you're sniping or at a gun range. A fat guy can shoot a gun. A skinny guy can shoot a gun. Tall guy can shoot a gun. A midget can shoot a gun.
My God.
It doesn't take.
Wait, Wordy. Are you done, Dom? Or are you still talking?
Oh, no. Go ahead. I want to hear why he has the side like that.
Wordy, do you agree with Dom that, like, or anyone that, like, video games is a sport?
Video games is a sport. Why are you still talking
about? Okay.
Video games is a sport, bro.
Okay.
Shooting a gun could be a sport in the
skill. Skill and sports are different.
Wordy, so you're so
skill?
The guy that has the highest level on Fortnite plays Fortnite for 16 hours a day. You're telling me he's playing a sport all day long.
If it's in a competitive, anything that's competitive.
Not true.
Not true.
If you race snails competitively, how is that a fucking sport?
Is horse racing a sport?
He had another terrible analogy.
Only from a horse.
Dominique Upchurch.
I said you can either do it recreationally or do it professionally.
And that's why I said the second half of his definition is what I'm talking about.
But yeah, you can't find a snail racing. If you can put money on it, it's a sport. So horse racing is a sport.
I mean, hey, bro, you don't know what people are doing behind closed doors. It could be niggas legit making money off racing snails. You never know.
Racing snails, huh? Racing snails?
You never know, bro.
That might be a long race, dude.
So the last, I guess the last sport I want to talk about is fishing. Is fishing a sport?
Yeah, hell fishing. No. No. Fishing is not a fucking sport.
Y'all ain't ever seen fishing on ESPN?
Bro, how do you win fishing?
People legit go fishing.
There's competition.
Bring beer and weed and cigarettes to smoke and drink while they fish. Anything that you can do,
you're changing the definition based on each sport Brian says.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Anything that you can do.
You can't change the definition just because of sports you don't agree with it.
Wait, what?
So what's your definition for sport, Dom?
I already said my definition. I already explained
it. I think I forgot. Say it again.
This is your definition. Same definition as the guy that made the goddamn syllabus of sports.
Syllabus.
What are we in college, bro? We're talking about syllabus?
Hey, man. Yeah, so mine's been accurate so far. So
I just feel like a sport, you have to have some type of physical. You have to do something physically in a sport. Like you just have to. They have automatic rods. I don't want to hear that bullshit. You just throw it out there and sit there. You feel it tug. You press a button. It reels in.
You ever reeled in like a swordfish or marlin, dude? Or tuna? It takes five hours,
bro.
That is a fish.
So, Tim, do you think fishing is a sport?
I don't fish. I didn't say it's not a fish.
Oh, my bad.
Tim, do you think fishing is a sport?
Just because you don't do it doesn't mean it's not a sport.
I'm not saying, bro, I don't fucking play baseball, but I think baseball is a sport. So, it has nothing to do with my preference.
Okay.
It's just what do I see as as a sport. I mean, I don't see fishing as a sport. Fishing in general. Now, deep sea fishing or fishing for like you said, swordfish and marlins, that's a totally different thing. Like you said, they fucking fish for 5 hours.
It's the same thing, though.
It's not the same thing. That's why it's the difference between fishing and deep sea. That's why you call it deep sea fishing. It's a difference.
I've been deep sea fishing, but I didn't think I was playing a sport.
I don't think I don't think fishing is a sport in general.
Is hunting a sport?
Fishing is a sport.
All right, Tim, so do you think the fishing that they air on ESPN on like Sundays when nothing's going on, is that a sport?
Bro, it's on ESPN.
If I'm going to be honest with you, I have never once watched that. But
you don't have to watch it to know it's a sport.
No, I don't.
How do you win fishing? Do you catch the most fish?
I think it's based on
the biggest fish.
It's weight.
The weight.
Whoever gets the biggest fish, yes, it's by weight. It's literally whoever has
the biggest
fish.
I think it is a sport.
So that's literally all luck if you get the biggest fish.
It is by chance, yes.
No?
Baseball could be all luck.
Baseball
is not. You think fishing is a sport? Why?
Me?
Tim.
I mean, I'm kind of on the edge of this. Like, I think it's a sport. Like if you're catching like big fish, like you're reeling in like a tuna, that can take like 5 hours, man. That's pretty tiring. But like I don't know. I don't know if like
just because fishing competition. Mean it's a sport.
Dude, it takes like, so much
fishing
work.
Fishing is a sport, but golf.
Just because something takes work doesn't mean it's a sport.
Man,
who gets tired from golfing? Please tell me. Show me the man that gets tired.
The fans walking around.
I will show you a very out of shape individual. Let me tell you.
The fans get tired more than the fucking.
If you're an actual golfer that has a chance of actually winning a tournament, yeah, your arms will get tired eventually. Yes, but if you're just
jealous, hit the ball every 20 minutes.
Yeah, because you play 19.
If you're Steph Curry trying to golf, obviously not. You're not going to be as tired because you're not.
Is hunting a sport?
That's why Steph Curry wouldn't be tired. He's an actual athlete. He actually trains.
It's hunting a sport.
Bro, how do you win hunting?
It's more of a sport than fucking fishing. I can tell you that much.
Why?
It's the same thing.
I agree with that.
It's not the same shit. When it comes to fishing, you can literally get on a boat, go into one spot in the water, and just sit there. When hunting, general hunting, you can't just sit in the same spot. You have to actually track the animals. That's you have to follow
you
the said animals.
You hide.
Especially if you're hunting like elk or deer. Like you have to actually follow the motherfuckers through woods, up hills, all that shit.
Or just get a sniper and snipe it.
You can't just get a sniper and snipe. You have to find the motherfucker. You have to find it.
I've never been hunting, bro, so I'm just messing with you.
Trying to find holes in your argument.
I mean, I've never been hunting, but I know a lot about hunting. You have to actually go find and track these.
You got
to
find the fish too, bro. You have
no, you don't. You can literally go on the dock and just throw worms in the fucking water.
B-Soul, Justin and I went fishing. We didn't catch one fish.
Tim, you're losing this argument, buddy.
That was my first time fishing.
And B-Soul, what did you do when y'all went fishing? What did you do?
Rip lips.
Didn't catch any fish.
Yeah, no, I'm saying, did y'all go on a boat and go in the water? Or did y'all sit at a dock and just threw your fucking rods in the water and sat there?
Yeah, second one.
One, y'all just went somewhere, stayed stationary, threw your rods in the water, and waited for fish. That's totally different than hunting. Hunting, you have to actually follow these animals, track these animals. You have to track a fish.
You literally just wait for the fish to bite the line.
With like the sonar and shit, dude.
Do you have a sonar radar?
Tim, you got sonar? Radar?
I'm not saying I'm a professional fisherman, bro.
And what skill does it take to have sonar?
That's what I'm saying. Like, even a non-professional hunter can go about hunting a fucking animal the same way a professional hunter can. Non-professional fisher cannot do the same thing a pro fisher can. Like, there's a difference.
Do you think hunting is more of a sport than deep sea fishing?
That's about the same.
You're just doing it underwater.
But I say deep sea fishing is literally just like hunting. Like you have to actually go to that's when the sonar radars come in fucking handy.
How does it not help you catch other fish then?
What?
All this shit is a sport, bro. I wonder y'all talking about. All this shit is a sport.
Okay, yeah, we're going in circles.
Let's just talk and talk, bro. This shit is all a sport.
Deep sea. This is what I say. I will consider deep sea fishing a sport, but regular fishing, I don't think it's a sport. That's how I look at it.
All right, I think I agree with you on that.
All right, so just to round it up, poker, not a sport,
according
to the panel.
No.
NASCAR, not a sport.
No.
Cheerleading is a sport,
except
for Wordu. Competitive eating, not a sport, except for Wordu. Competitive gaming, not a sport, except for Wordu.
Is twerking a sport?
Yes.
Stop.
No.
Fishing.
Tell me where they competitively twerk.
Fishing is not a sport,
bro.
Parties.
No.
Whoever twerks the best gets the boy.
What do you think? Is twerking a sport?
The boys.
What the girls?
Twerking? I mean, it could be a sport, but I don't think it is.
Wait.
It could be.
Everyone quiet. Is having sex a sport?
You would need a judge, though. You need to have a judge there.
Wordu, is having sex a sport? Is having sex a sport?
If jacking off a sport, how's
the... In what context, Dominique?
I'm asking you, is having sex a sport? Is sexual activity a sport?
Sexual activity, there's physical exertion, so yes, it is.
That means sex is not a sport, guys. There you go.
Yeah, anything he says, the opposite.
The opposite, yeah. Anything he says or agrees with is the opposite. So,
well, if you say jacking off is a sport.
What is this reverse psychology they're doing on me, B-Souls?
I mean, I don't know.
What the fuck are you talking to me?
Listen, jacking off is more of a sport than sex because a man can have sex with a woman and just lay there and not do anything. Jacking off, you can't just lay there and jack off. You got to actually move your arms. That's the difference. There you go.
How do you know if you win or not? Like by the ounces and your
you don't win, bro.
I mean, it's like racing. Who comes first? It's like a foot race. Whoever comes first wins. What do you mean?
If you both comes first, first, you win.
Whoever comes first wins.
I am confusion. right now.
Outro.
Yeah. Be so next topic.
Double entendre going on, bro. Gotta read between the lines of that one, folks.
It took a second for that one to kick in.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
All right, man. So, yeah, we talked about this off air. We're trying to keep these podcasts not too long. I had another topic. I just thought at the end it'd be pretty funny to just do like a random, like, outrageous would you rather or whatever. I guess we can do it quick.
Would you rather have to spend a day with Wordu and his ridiculous take?
Y'all hate me.
All right, so question of the day, I guess, is if you had an option for the rest of your life to eat from one chain restaurant and one chain restaurant only, what would it be?
I'll let Dom go first because he loves to eat. We all know that.
They said Domino's. Just.
Jesus Christ. If I can eat for one chain restaurant for the rest of my life,
nothing
where
else
would I eat?
Can't cook your own shit.
McDonald's. Can't come on shit. Nah, it got to be something with like a large variety of food.
They got ice cream, they got fries, they got different types of sandwiches.
Wait, could I say a buffet?
No.
No, it has to be something that's in like multiple cities. Like you can't pick your local restaurant.
Zaxby's.
We're talking fast food, right?
I'm going Zaxby's.
Zaxby's.
What the hell is that?
Zaxby's. Yeah.
You don't know Zaxby's?
Zaxby's aren't up north. That's
I'm not up north.
Zaxby's is like, it's basically like, I'm trying to think. Okay, so it's a way better version of Popeye's. Let's say that.
I don't go to
Popeye's. Healthier version of Popeye's.
They have way more options. They got salads and fruits and shit. Sliders and all that. Yeah,
I might go McDonald's. I'm not gonna lie, bro.
Hey, oh my god!
Just for the variety, you know. Shout out to McDonald's.
If y'all head eyes.
He's going for the sponsorship.
What does McDonald's not have?
Working ice cream machines.
If you had to pick one restaurant for the rest of your life, I would just pick a place with the most variety. And McDonald's.
That's why I said Zaxby's.
We don't have Zaxby's, bro. We don't know what that is.
That's true. And I feel bad for y'all because y'all missing out. All I'm saying is McDonald's milkshakes machine don't work after 9 o'clock. All
right, so Dom.
If you couldn't pick any day,
if I couldn't pick Zaxby's, what's your second? Yeah.
I mean, I'm sorry. There's gonna be another restaurant that's not up there.
All right, pick a nationwide chain.
Matter of fact,
because we don't know chain.
I'm going In and Out.
Yes, sir.
Pause.
In and Out.
My Kobe fist. Yes. Wait, so I'm guessing that's where it is.
Second,
Justin, what's your choice?
That was my first choice, actually. In and Out.
So. I'm gonna have to go McDonald's too, man. The
Let's
variety.
Go.
Working milkshake machines. That's crazy.
No, high beast, man.
That's fine because we got a lot of variety, man. We got
saying that only the machines are working.
All their food options are at least above average.
Assuming everyone's healthy, bro. No injuries.
Chicken's pretty good. Their breakfast 1-16, good. Their no burger's pretty good. Their breakfast is pretty good. Their breakfast like a robot. Right now. The biscuits, pretty good.
Biscuits are
my bad.
I'm not a biscuit from McDonald's. Yeah, they both said McDonald's.
All the up north boys said McDonald's.
The north boys.
So I can't say Golden Corral, huh?
Definitely don't. No. We have Golden Corral, bro.
Shit.
Justin, have you ever been to Golden Corral, dude? Like, I don't know.
No, I've never been there, but we do have it.
Yeah, I've been to Golden Corral.
As long as no one says
I'll
Arby's.
Say In and Out. I'll say In and Out. I was going to say,
can we In and Out, Wordu?
Can we all agree Arby's is the worst? Because that's just disgusting.
I ain't going to lie. Arby's chicken sandwich is smack. Everything else is disgusting, though.
Yeah, I heard that. It's actually pretty good, yeah.
Their chicken sandwich is actually good.
Applebee's is some fast food, bro.
Wait, do you guys have Burger King down there?
Yes.
Yes, dude.
I don't know, bro.
King,
bro. Do you like Burger King?
You did not just say that on the podcast, bro.
They have Burger King in the Philippines.
I actually like Burger King more than McDonald's, in my opinion.
Wrong. Okay.
So cut out this part where he just said that. That's crazy,
bro. I'm sorry, bro.
Luckily, you didn't say some stupid shit today.
I prefer a Whopper.
They spun out of sport,
bro.
Where do you?
That's only one meal.
Where do?
All right, man. But I hope y'all enjoyed this episode. Do y'all have anything else to say before we?
Yeah, leave hate comments for.
Burn down all the targets. Burn down all the targets.
No, fuck that. Burn all the Amazon warehouses. Burn all the Amazon.
No, bitch.
Then we're not gonna get our packages.
Jeff Bezos got an AC-130 on that shit, bro.
Don't do that.
That's what I'm saying, bro.
Burn down the targets.
About to be a whole trillion.
Burn down the WalMarts. Burn down all these major corporations.
We about to get canceled.
We about to get canceled.
I do not condone this message.
Save the mom and pop stores.
This is all Dom.
Burn down.
This is all Dominique Upchurch's opinion.
Then one day you're gonna be like, "Oh, I want to go to Target or something." And you're like, "Wait, fuck, we burned it down."
Exactly. So now I'm gonna go to this mom and pop store.
And then you go, "I'm gonna go to Walmart." And you go, "Oh shit, we burned that down too."
All right. No, seriously. On a serious note, though, I think we had a really good conversation at the beginning.
Yeah, we did. Yeah.
It was pretty civil.
These are all jokes. All jokes. Don't burn down all the targets. Just like five.
All of them.
You're going to leave like two.
Don't burn down all
targets. But yeah, before we head on now, go ahead, check us out on Spotify. Check us out on iTunes. Check us out on YouTube for the podcast highlights. The full episodes will only be on Spotify and iTunes, you know, trying to keep it exclusive. Get our numbers up so we can get
try to get that Joe Rogan deal eventually.
You know what I mean? Yo, that Joe, oh my God, bro.
That's crazy.
That's 100 crazy.
100 million.
This man got a James Harden contract.
The fact that he gets 200 million downloads a month in itself before the Spotify.
Bro, he made, well, no, the fact that he was 25 last year, million. As in 2019, he made $30 million off his podcast being on YouTube. That was crazy to me.
Just being on YouTube?
Yeah, just being on YouTube alone, $30 million.
Crazy. That's going to be insane.
Put it this way, for podcasts, for every ad break they have, it's $18 per 1,000 listens or views. Okay, and this guy gets 190 million downloads a month. Downloads.
How many we get?
Not even five. Streams, downloads? Oh, downloads. My God.
That man is rolling in money. But before we head on out of here, let's go ahead and do the outros. Let's go ahead and start off with Dom.
Thank you guys for listening to my tirades and rants. I hope you guys enjoyed our conversations, and I'm glad we could have a civil discussion about all the injustice and all that type of stuff happening. Also, jacking off is a sport.
No, it's not.
All right, Wordy, go ahead, bro.
It's your boy, Wordy the Dude. You know what I'm saying? Again, boo. Follow me on SoundCloud. Thank you. Boo. I appreciate it. Follow me on SoundCloud, Alex Wardu. Go stream Doing the Most, featuring my man Dominique Upchurch.
Hey.
We going up on up and up. Follow me on Snapchat, CEO Cheesky. Add me on Instagram at Wordy the Dude. Add me on Twitter at Wordu the Dude.
If anything, you're gonna lose followers based on this podcast today.
Just from that sports segment alone. All right, Tim, go ahead, man.
Peace out, guys.
All right, Justin, go ahead.
Great A, right. Outro. Great A.
Everyone be safe. GG. See you next week.
Mess at GG. Oh, my God.
Stay safe, boys. And girls.
All right, man. Thank y'all for listening. See y'all next week.